Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, read from Genesis 36 verse 1 to Genesis 36 verse 43. Now on K-Till Records, that oldie but goodie, Duke of King. But wait, there's more. We'll throw in a genealogy that repeats the same information 3 times. Just pay extra shipping and handling.
Hello and welcome back to The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. And we are starting fresh on Genesis 37. We got through all of that last one as, was it Genesis 36? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow. This book is not getting any better, Connie.
No, and when you say fresh, I think you mean dubious expiration dates.
Yeah. It's like going to a container of milk that you don't know what date it is, and you go, it doesn't seem like it should be that old. You open it up and take a drink, and it's like, terrible.
The gallon of milk you forgot in the back of the fridge, and the seal is still on it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The seal's good. The seal's on, so it should still be good, right?
Should. You know, the seal is still on the Bible for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Even claim that they believe in it.
Yeah.
See what we do for you. We dodge these bullets. We open up and we go ahead and pour it out anyway.
Yeah, we're going to pour this out, and unfortunately, we're going to have to smell this. So anyway. So, yes, now we're comparing the Bible to rancid milk.
Actually, I can't use a clothespin, otherwise I'll sound funny. Maybe it'll be more entertaining.
It would definitely make this book more entertaining. Now, before we get started on this, since we are reading this from the Skeptic Annotated Bible, there is a little notation here that we read these notations on the side, and it said chapters 37, which is one we're going to be starting now, through 41 are possible gay stories. There's something about Joseph. So I'm just saying, this is not.
We're going to do a straight reading.
Yeah.
A flat reading, that is.
Yeah. It's what it says here. It says, I believe that it's fun to play with the scriptures, see what they might hold for us, what they're willing to use our imagination. Thomas Boucher. It says the Bible is a big book of filled stories, so it's not surprising that some of them involve or appear to involve homosexuality in one way or another. In most cases, though, it's a matter of interpretation and imagination. So let your imaginations run wild when you read these stories. Imagination is often the key to a gay interpretation. So I'm not adding that in there. So if we make any gay jokes, I apologize in advance. It's just the way this book comes out. So
is it coming out?
That's a good question. Is it going to come out? Maybe we'll come. Maybe the Bible will come out of the closet on this one.
Okay. 5 minutes of riffing later.
Yeah. Oh, so if you would lead us off with Genesis 37:1.
37:1. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan.
Oh, goody. We're starting out with a stranger. Stranger danger. Stranger danger. 37:2. These are the generations of Jacob. Oh, goody. Thanks for telling us. I'm glad we need to know this. Joseph, being 17 years old, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives, plural. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. I hate getting evil reports. I mean, I miss my memos once in a while, but when I get a report in and it's evil, it's just like it starts burning my fingers when I touch it.
Like the fruits of the devil. Evil. So, Okay. 37:3. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all of his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. So, again, remember,
so they had more than black and white back then, huh?
Yeah. Jacob's name is also Israel, so for some reason we're calling him Israel here.
Yeah.
And he plays favorites, which is really stupid parenting.
Yeah.
Just don't. I understand that sometimes you relate a little bit more to one child than another. You have same interests or whatever, but you don't favoritism. And it doesn't even matter that it was a kid born when he was really old. That
right.
doesn't matter at all.
Exactly. You wait until they're old, over age of 18 or older, and they're out of the house. Then you can play favorites. Because if you're playing favorites while they're in the house still, then you're going to cause drama for no apparent reason other than to make yourself feel happy, you know, and then until it all the shit falls back on you, and then you're fucked. Wait until you're ready to die, then you put in the will who your favorite was, and that way it doesn't matter. You've already created the drama. Let them deal with it.
See what you did there. So no surprise his brothers
right.
all hate him.
Yeah, it's no wonder it's like, oh, you're the favorite. Oh. No wonder mom liked you best.
But in verse 2, it says Joseph went ahead and brought back an evil report. So he's tattling?
Yeah.
So, you know, look at they're doing this and they're doing that. I mean, even if he's not the favorite.
He's a tattletale.
Yeah.
No one likes a tattletale. I mean, yeah, there's a good reason to. I mean, yeah, it's like, yeah, they're over there fucking the sheep with a stick. Well, that's not good for the sheep. That's a good reason to tattletale. But if he's just over there fucking the sheep, then you just let him off to his business, you know. So.
So. One of these reasons is an okay reason for his brothers hating him. The other one is his dad's fault. But
right.
Anyway.
And there's going to be a lot of sheep fucking in this, I suppose. I have made it so.
That's how come they're spotted.
That's like, that's true. 37:4. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. I have the same problem with my brothers too. So it's like my parents just didn't want to get along with my parents. They are very obnoxious children to begin with, but I came along and I'm such a good son. They're like, oh, we like you guys, your mom liked you best. It's like, why? Because I wasn't a fuck up like you guys were.
You didn't mince words then.
No, I didn't mince words then. Of course, I did this long distance, you know, and far enough away for where I could get a good running start.
I was my dad's favorite, even so much that my mom was jealous of me. I didn't realize it growing up. But yeah, it sucks because you get that kind of attention. And I just, you know, I didn't want to be manipulative. But yeah, anyway, I don't want to give Joseph too much credit here. He's still a tattletale.
Yeah, he's still a tattletale.
37:5. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told his brethren, and they hated him yet the more.
I had a dream. Okay. Well, then I guess we're going to hate you because you had a dream. I didn't get any dreams last night. Well, that's not my fault. That's God's fault. God gave me the dreams. Oh. Oh, so now you're God's favorite, too. Oh, well, aren't you a little prissy pants?
Joseph's people skills are really, really poor.
Yes, they are. You can tell it right here that he's like, oh, I got a dream and you didn't. Nah.
Well, yeah, what was the dream?
Yeah, well, let's find out what that dream is. 37:6, yes. And he said unto them, here, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. Why did you have to fucking tell us this again? He just said this. He's like, I had a dream. Okay. You could have put that all in one line. No, we got to drag this out. It's like, I had a dream. By the way, did I tell you I had a dream? It's like grandpa. It's like, did you turn up the heater? Yeah, I turned up the heater. Did you turn up the heater? Yes, I fucking just turned up the fucking heater.
Well, he has to make sure he has everybody's attention. He
yeah.
really wants to be the center of attention.
Yeah.
He's as clueless as a mud stick, I swear. 37:7. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf.
Wow.
Okay.
That's not gay at all. Hey, my sheaves stood upright, and your sheaves were like hanging there.
They were bowing to him.
Well, I think he's just like, well, you see, we were all standing around naked, and I saw your sheaves, and my sheaf got really big and hard and stood right up because I was seeing other sheaves. Oh, really? I'm getting the vapors.
Over. I guess it depends on which direction they're bending.
That's true. We should have had Atticus on for this part.
Yeah, actually.
All right. If you don't know who that is, just go check out our other podcast. You'll find out who he is. He's a nice guy.
Atticus Blake. Yep.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. So yeah, he's getting a free plug in our show. We'll plug us, but we plug in him.
Context.
Context. Well, I think he'd be more interested in plugging me than you, Connie.
Yes, yes, you would.
Oh hell, where did we leave off?
You read to.
I read 38. Yeah, I read.
You read. No, I read 37:7. You read
37:8. Oh, that's right. Okay, 38. 37:8. Whatever. And his brethren said unto him, "Shalt thou indeed reign over us, or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us?" And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words.
They don't need a reason at this point.
Yeah, it's like just making shit up now. It's like, oh, you had dreams. Well, now we hate you. We hate you even more now. It's bad, not bad enough that your daddy's favorite, but now you're telling us that God has given you dreams. Oh, and then now you're telling us dreams are saying that our sheaves are like bent over. Oh, you're telling us we are flaccid now. Oh, I'm just hating you even more. Are you telling me I can't get, are you saying I can't get it up anymore? Is that what you're saying?
Do you think that Joseph's gonna wise up?
I don't think so. Joseph doesn't seem to be all that smart right now.
37:9. Yep. Nope. And he dreamed yet another dream and told it to his brethren and said, "Behold, I have dreamed a dream more, and behold the sun and the moon and 11 stars made obeisance to me."
Obeisance to me, yeah.
I apologize.
That's all right. It's like, I had a dream of the sun and the stars. Like, all right, this is not impressive. If he said, I saw a dream of a vehicle, of a big box with round wheels on it going really fast in all over directions, and there was lots of them. That would be impressive, but the sun and the star, sun, moon, and stars? Yeah, no. You know what the sun, moon, and stars is the dream that he had is after they just bonked him over the head. You know, like you ever see with the cartoons, they get bonked on the head, they see little Tweety birds or whatever floating around their heads.
Well, now I'm thinking about Back to the Future where Doc Brown slips. He's hanging a picture behind the toilet, slips and falls and hits his head. And that's a much better dream. He dreams about the flux capacitor.
Right.
An awesome dream. That's an awesome story.
Yes. This one, not so much.
Not so much. So, yeah, he can't shut up about his dreams.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's just rubbing it in their face. And I was like, I had another dream.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys. I had dreams and you don't get shit.
Clueless or an asshole. It's up to you guys choose.
Yeah, right? Well, I think he's an asshole and clueless. I think he's both. He's a clueless asshole. Which is the worst kind of asshole.
Yes, it is. Isn't that psychotic?
Yeah, that's close enough to psychotic, yeah. 37:10. And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth?
Oh, Dad's fine with the dream about just the sheaves, where it's just Joseph and his brothers bowing down to him. But now that, you know, the sun and moon are supposed to be
Mom and Dad.
Dad and Mom. No.
See, the sun is, the sun would be the dad because he's so bright. And the mother, well, she's the moon because she's a cold-hearted bitch, apparently, because she's just a, you know, the moon is cold, you know, and only shines and only brightens up when Dad is around, because the moon has no other purpose in life.
Exactly. Oh, God. So this is getting him up in arms now.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Now, this just proves he's just being an asshole.
Yep. 37:11, and his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying. So, okay, dad dissed it, but he's thinking about it.
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying here?
I think so. He observed the saying. He's like, I'm thinking, maybe I'll think about this. I think that's what he's saying. I mean, that's all I can get out of this.
That sneaky bastard God does work in weird ways.
Yeah. He's giving Joseph dreams. So. About this, so this has got to be maybe
familiar.
It sounds familiar. Maybe it's a sign of some sort, because dreams don't just come like out of nowhere.
we don't just dream about random shit.
Yeah, it's not like dream.
It always means something.
I had a dream about a moon and stars yesterday, but I didn't say anything about it. But damn, like I'm gonna tell him about it. Sheesh, he'll just say I was copying him then.
Oh,
37:12, and his brother went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. Okay, this was important to tell us why. This has got to be the announcer saying, "And the father and the brother went to go feed the shops." So while they're gone, Joseph has been changed. His coffee has been changed to Folgers. Let's see if he can tell the difference.
It's only important, according to the side note, because Shechem would have been about 50 miles north of Hebron, where they lived.
Oh, okay. So, they walked 50 miles? Jesus Christ. I get pissy just driving around for 50 miles. I'm like, oh, God, am I ever going to be done?
They rode their camels, probably.
The invisible camels they don't have.
They don't say that here, though.
No, they don't have that.
I guess maybe
they only had asses. No, then they would have to be riding Joseph around.
There seems to be a lot of those around.
Yeah, so far the book has been full of asses.
Oh, 37:13. And Israel said unto Joseph, "Do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send thee unto them." And he said to him, "Here am I."
Okay, great. Go 50 miles away, and that, you know, that's a considerable distance. And it's like, well, they're gone. I'm gonna just kind of fuck with their shit. I'm gonna start tying up their socks so that, you know, when they go to put them on, that they can't put them on. I'm gonna nail their shoes to the floor. So when they go to pick them up, they'll fall over. Joseph's got got all the writings of the total Joker asshole written all over him already.
Yeah.
It doesn't say that here in any context. I'm just adding that in there because if I knew my brothers were going to be out there doing that, that's probably what I'd be doing. I'd be setting up their shit so they fucking make them look like fools when they got back. And I'd record it and put it on YouTube. This is going to be so funny when they get back.
The Bible probably would be a bunch of punked and joke videos on YouTube if it was happening today.
Yeah. Well, yeah, this is, yeah. Well, we call that the Republican Party.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, you can continue on.
Well, 14.
Oh, is it my turn again? Oh, yes. Okay. All right. No, you're right. 14. I'm sorry. I was thinking we didn't read 13. I didn't scroll down. 37:14. And he said to him, "Go, I pray thee, see whether it be well with thy brethren and well with the flocks." and bring me word again. So he sent him. So he sent him out on out of the vale of Hebron, and came to Shechem. It makes it sound like he's just gonna go next door. I mean, it's like, and check with the flocks. I mean, what's the flocks gonna do? Is it, hey sheep, is it okay if I have a dream? Bleh. Great. I'll take that as an endorsement of yes.
Well, 10 of his 12 children are off taking care of this. If I don't know why Jacob, Israel needs to check up on them at this point in their lives. They're older than Joseph, who's like 17, 18 years old. Mm-hmm. You would think that they would be able to take care of this, but
right. And you know what makes me wonder? Why keep those animals so far away? That is 50 miles to just in this time period, especially. It's very difficult to travel in this time period that we're discussing here. And it would take them literally days to get there.
It would, but what I understand about keeping sheep especially is that when they graze a place, they kind of go right down to the roots. And so you have to move your flocks. You have to have several places for them to be so that you don't kill the pasture lands that you're letting them graze in. So they have to be moved around. And then you also allow all the poop and everything to settle and fertilize the ground. And
okay, so that makes sense then, I guess.
Yeah, it does require a lot to keep flocks. But have you ever been? Would you want to live near a pig farm? Just saying.
I live. I'm a number. I've driven through Iowa. You don't need to tell me anymore.
Okay, you keep your house pretty far away from the main area, I think.
Right.
I think. okay. 37:15. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, "What seekest thou?" Oh, come on. Would you just stop using pronouns like this, Bible?
Yes.
Okay. A certain man, I'm assuming, found Joseph.
A certain man. A certain man. Okay. A certain man. Who? I mean, who? Why is this man so certain all of a sudden? Why is he a certain man? I mean, you could just take out the word certain. Just a man found him. Okay. Or I suppose they're using this in the context. Well, he's a special man of some sort because he's a certain man.
Is this an angel or God in disguise again?
Yeah, or maybe it's the guy driving around in the candy van. Say, hey, want some free candy? Why don't you get in? I'll take you for a ride.
Sorry, that was really loud. Yeah.
37:16.
I lost my puppies. Am I figuring out?
Yeah, I lost my puppies. Can you help me find them?
Bible's full of those guys, isn't it?
Yeah, there is a lot of that here. No. 37:16. And he said, "I seek my brethren. Tell me, I pray thee, where they feed their flocks." Why are you bothering with this dude? He's just walking through. It's like, I'm just passing through. I'm like at the 30-mile mark between there and here, and I'm not even coming from anywhere near that direction. But yeah, I'm just gonna start telling you where I saw these people last. Yeah, this guy. It shows that Joseph. If this is Joseph asking a stranger where his brothers are, it just goes to show you that he's either really trusting or really dense.
Well, he's at the place where they're supposed to be, because it's okay. So asking random strangers, you know, you'd think, okay, and how long has it been that if they left here, if they left, well, anyway, 37:17, and the man said, "They departed hence, for I heard them say, let's go to Dothan. And Joseph went after his brethren and found them at Dothan." Wouldn't you have seen like a mass exodus? Wouldn't there have been tracks?
Yeah.
That, I mean,
there's a lot of sheep
maybe
there.
It had been a week or something.
And yeah, then, yeah. Well, it could have rained.
That's true. I guess so. You would think that moving a whole, you have 10 guys and a flock of sheep should leave some kind of a path. But okay.
Yeah, but I mean, it took them a couple of weeks. It did say it would take a week or so to get there on foot.
Yeah.
So, but that is if he went on foot, So that by that time, the land's going not heal, but I mean it will be rain and the wind and whatever, it can still fuck up a trail pretty good. Unless, especially if they didn't, it's like, hey, let's we'll cover up the tracks of the animals behind him, and that way he won't know where he went.
I guess so.
That's a possibility. Of course, we're taking, you know, we're throwing in our own context in here, everybody. So we're not saying this is what happened. We're just saying this is probably what happened because we know how the story ends.
I don't know why I'm speculating about this. I guess I find it more interesting than anything else going on in the story.
Yeah, our speculations are way more interesting than what's actually going on here.
Okay.
37:18. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. Okay, so they're saying while they were gone, they were already talking shit. It's like, hey, we're going to conspire to let's kill our brother. You know, we don't like him all that much, but let's fucking kill him anyway.
This is
a bad planning. I mean, you could have done this there. I mean, why did you have to wait until you were gone to make? It's not like there surveillance equipment exists yet. It's not. You could have gone into the tent next door and said, "Yeah, let's figure out a way to plan out our brother's death." You know, he could have done it then. But no, we gotta walk 50 miles with these sheep and then decide we're gonna let our anger get bigger and bigger, and when our brother decides to show up, then we'll kill him out here in the middle of nowhere? Sure, why not?
I think there's alcohol involved.
Yeah, I think, well, I wouldn't doubt that.
37:19, and they said to one another, behold, this dreamer cometh. Here comes the nerd.
Here comes the nerds. Here comes the nerds. 37:20, come now, therefore, and let us slay him and cast him into some pit, and we will say some evil beast had devoured him, and we shall see what becomes of his dreams. Aye, Snidely Whiplash, let's trap the woman down to the railroad track.
God, this is... Are they meaning this just as a prank, or are they actually serious? I don't get it.
At this point, you know, it's like, ew, we could, you know, it's there's nothing wrong with talking shit. It's like, yeah, okay, we'll do it. But if you actually do it, then you're an asshole.
Yeah, this is some really bad fruit.
Yeah, they're probably trying to see how godly this Joseph guy is, but all his brothers, because they probably don't believe in the same God. Therefore, they're automatically going to be portrayed as evil and wicked. So we're going to portray them as evil and wicked.
Actually, that's really true, because the only one who believes in this one God is Jacob. His wives both had other statues of gods that they went ahead and they didn't get rid of, but they buried under a tree. So
right. They
probably do believe in other gods.
Right. So this is basically them just saying. His brothers, probably his half-brothers, were born, were raised up believing in other deities, so we're going to, you know, show that believing in other deities will make you evil and nasty people.
Because God didn't kill anybody.
Right, because God never kills anybody. Yahweh is the great God.
37:21. And Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands and said, let us not kill him.
See,
I like a good Reuben sandwich. It's really yummy.
See, one of them was like saying, hey, dudes, just chill out, okay? We're not going to – we shouldn't kill him. We shouldn't kill him, you know, but –
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
good for Reuben.
Yeah, good for Reuben. He's
a little hazing, but let's not kill him.
Yeah, let's give him a good noogie, but we won't kill him.
Give him Indian burns and
we're not going to Zerbert his belly or anything, but you know, we'll get the goats we'll get the goats and the sheep to Zerbert his belly. We'll put some honey on him, and we'll put the shit that we're feeding the goats and let them just like nibble on his stomach and everything, and they'll bite him and then they'll nibble him and it'll torch the fuck out of him. You know, but we don't want you to torture us unless you really want to on Twitter. You can torture us on Twitter over at twitter.com/ABANW podcast. And if you want to torture us with money, and I hate being tortured with money, so be sure to send us as much money as you possibly can to torture us with over at patreon.com/ABANDNW. And be sure to torture us over at facebook.com at facebook.com/ABANDNW. And you can find more of this torture over over at the blog page over at abandnw.wordpress.com. And be sure not to get tortured by this podcast over at iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. And if you want to torture us with your email, you can send it to tatbanw, that's T-A-T-B-A-N-W, at gmail.com. And if you want to torture us with some ratings, you can do that with 5 stars and a tortured review on iTunes. Did I take it too far? I think I took it too far.
Torture us with a good Reuben sandwich.
Yeah, torture us with a good Reuben. Yeah, I haven't had a good Reuben sandwich in a while.
Just send us a picture and we just get to sit there and salivate thinking about how good that would be.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
And all right, well, the torture for this week is over, so we'll see you next time on the Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.